Radiohead, of course, and that's from the LP Amnesiac, Life in a Glass House, with, amongst others, Humphrey Littleton, who in his day, his day seems to be now, actually, to be perfectly honest, one of the people that I admire most on earth, really, who isn't a footballer, I think that's fair to say. And when he was a younger lad, he used to go like this. Not sure of the exact date of that, but it comes from an LP called The Parlophones, 1949 to 1959. Records were released by Humphrey Littleton and his band on Parlophone Records during that decade. Come on and stomp, stomp, stomp is the uplifting title of that, and it's on Calligraph Records, and there are four records in the series, and that's from Volume 1. And this is Mortician, and a track from Relapse Records, the LP Domain of Death, and this is Bone Crusher. Stacker and Skynet on Under Fire Records from the LP Clockwork. That's called Decoy. And before that is Mortician on Relapse Records from the LP Domain of Death. And that was called Bone Crusher. And have we contrived yet to get that Stacker and Skynet set onto the website?
Nearly there.
Nearly there. Nearly OK, there. We'll let you know as soon as it's available to you. Tonight we've got Chapter 13 in session. This is their Alpha Male. Grade A stuff, I'd say. Chapter 13 in session, the first for the programme, and hopefully not the last, and that was called Alpha Male. And time now for the Pig's Big 78.
Lost John by Lonnie Donegan and his Skiffle Group.
Yeah, I hear Chris. Now this year's a story about an escaped convict called Long Gone Lost John. He's got a nice chorus, so if anybody want to join in, get the way it goes. Sing them for him, boys.
Yeah.
Now he's long, long, long gone. Real nice. Now he's long, long, long gone. Hear what happened to him. Now Lost John was standing by the railroad track, waiting for the freight train to come back. The freight train came back and never made no stop. Lost John thought he'd have to ride the top. Now he's long, long, long gone. As a mouse, said Mr. Lost John, be my friend until the end. Come on, long, long, long gone. Hey, long, long, long gone. Now she said, Lost John, have some beer. I'll send for the porter and I'll bring it here. He said, now, woman, don't you buy no beer. The cops is on my trail and the suit. And I'm long, long, long gone. In the morning, long, long, long gone. Hey, Lost John made a pair of shoes of his own. The finest shoes that ever was worn. He was on the front, he was behind. You couldn't tell which way Lost John went. That was long.
I could have played you that from a nice clean CD, but it sounds better to me that way, I think, on the 78. Pig's Big 78 for tonight, Lonnie Donegan and his Skiffle Group, and Lost John. And I was reading somewhere, and it's really irritating me, this, because I'd put them somewhere in an envelope, stuff about Lonnie Donegan, who is coming to this country because he lives in Spain now, and I think he's doing some gigs. And I've got information about these gigs somewhere, and I can't find it. There'll be a website. Will there be a website? Let's look for it. Oh, we ought to get him in to do a session, do you think? I think we should. Legendary man, quite clearly. This is Delicia.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Possible, Terrestra, Panoptica and Bostich. You've heard Panoptica already in this programme. You can hear Fussible live on, what's it called again? On, what?
One World.
One World, it is, of course it is, on Thursday night on Radio 1. And that was Bostich, and it's on Palm Pictures Records from an EP called Nortec Collective, and that was Polaris. And people occasionally email us or phone to say, whatever became of Pulp? Roughly speaking, this. Roughly speaking.
I used to hate the sun because it shone on everything I'd done. Made me feel that all that I had done was overfill the ashtray of my life. All my achievements in days of yore range from pathetic to postponed. But all that's gonna change because we come.
New from Pulp. You heard it first on Radio 1. Of course, the possibility exists that you didn't, but let's hope that you did. That's called Sunrise. And an email here from Mark Gore says, John Lee Hooker sounded fine on a balmy night like this. Godspeed, Mr. Hooker. Working up here late in Wales. Programme is sounding fine. Enjoying the Solar set last week. Looks like I'm up for a while. What does Mary Ann have to offer tonight? Some Bal Sagoth, I hope. And I don't know, is she listening or she's doing something next door? And it says here, though, that she's got... it says, get rocking with Mary Ann tonight from... did that sound convincing? I'll do that again. Get rocking with Mary Ann tonight with when Wayne from Static X will be under the influence. Not quite sure what that means, really, but it doesn't say whether there's any Bal Sagoth or not, but let's hope that there is. But Mary Ann is very busy next door, so doubtless it's going to be a wonderful programme. That's not entirely logical, I do appreciate, but at the same time, you've got to show enthusiasm. This is spectacular.
Cross the Eden, rise and cross the pagan.
Looking for a better
AI. Don't know I've no good fi say, so them criticize night and day. Don't know where we reach nowhere. Direct news and a cleaner. Sit and die.
Spectacular is the name of the artiste on this occasion, on Soundbox Records again, and that's called Better Life. And between now and the end of the programme, several references to the pig and myself being in bed, but nothing improper, let me tell you. Because when we were in Cognac on our way back from, driving back from Sonar on the Monday, we found an excellent Indian restaurant in Cognac, by the way, if you ever go there. And because most of these places, you think we're going to get some really fantastic meals, great little restaurants, and it's all pizza places, you know, just like it is everywhere else in the world. But there was a good Indian. Anyway, the following morning, I woke up quite early and was listening to a record which had been given on Active Suspension Records, an early summer 2001 promo sampler. And here's a track from that. The pig slept through this, I have to say. This is Melodium and Heiko, or possibly Hiko. No, I think Heiko. No, that really isn't the right one. Interesting. It's never done that before. Hold on a minute. Let's try that one again and see what happens. I mean, it started promisingly enough, but it's not going to happen. That's really embarrassing. Look at this machine. Shall I just take it out and bang it back in? Trying not to lose my temper the while. Let's see if it queues up. I'm sorry about this, listeners, but every once in a while the machinery conspires against you. OK, let's try it again.
Thank you.
sorry about that. It genuinely was a mechanical breakdown. Melodium on Active Suspension Records from Paris, France, from their summer 2001 sampler. Heiko is the title of the track. Mark and Dave say they're just on their holidays at the moment after graduating. Whilst visiting Windermere and the lakes, we thought of you as we walked past the John Peel Inn. We presume that you know about this, but just thought we'd email you to let you know in case you had no idea. Keep up the programme. From Mark and Dave, listening via wind-up radio in the tent. Keep cranking those handles. And the last tune tonight from Chapter 13, their debut session for the programme, this is Axel B. Thanks, Chapter 13, if you're listening. It's been a most entertaining session. That's the last of it. It's called Axel B. And normally I finish these programmes with something roaring and guitar-laden to get people ready for Marianne Hobbs, who follows after the news. But we were lying in bed, the pig and myself, last night, watching that programme about jazz, and she was falling asleep, and Sonny Rollins came on, and I thought, well, for a change, we'll play something kind of, you know, have a little chill-out moment in between this programme and hers. From 1958, Sonny Rollins and Pals and How High the Moon. And I expect you're all ready for Mary Ann Hobbs now. Tomorrow night's session comes from The Strokes. I think there'll be a lot out for that. And on Thursday night, in a programme coming from Pier Lakers, it's Appendix Out. Thanks very much for listening.
Radio 1.
At 12 midnight, it's Andy Gallagher.
Police investigating the death of Damilola Taylor have charged four teenagers.
Radio 1 News Main Speech.
Four.
Friedensbewegung. Geh hin und mach mit. Ostermarsch gestern und heute. Historie und dramatische Entwicklung der Kriegsmaschinerie.
Atomwaffen waren der Auslöser der ersten Ostermärsche. Wobei der erste nicht hier in Deutschland, sondern 1958 in England stattfand.
Hierher stammt auch das heute international angewandte Friedenszeichen Victory. Das Symbol hat seinen Ursprung in der britischen Kampagne zur nuklearen Abrüstung Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament der 50er Jahre. Es wurde am 21. Februar 1958 von dem britischen Künstler Gerald Haltom im Auftrag der DND für den Ostermarsch entworfen. Der Ostermarsch 1958 ging von London aus und war gegen das Atomwaffenforschungszentrum in Aldermaston gerichtet. Bis heute ist man sich nicht wirklich über die Deutung des Symbols einig, während einige behaupten, es leite sich von der keltischen Todesrune ab, sieht die Mehrheit in dem Zeichen die Kombination N und D aus dem Winkeralphabet. Helga und Konrad Tempel, zwei engagierte Pazifisten und Quäker der englischen Ostermärsche, trugen die Idee nach Deutschland.
Friedenspolitik krankt in der jungen Bundesrepublik.
In Deutschland begriff man bereits 1959, also nur 14 Jahre nach Kriegsende, dass es in der Politik mit dem konsequenten Friedenswunsch nicht weit her war. Kampf dem Atomtod, heute leider unvorstellbar, aber damals noch Wahlspruch der SPD. Die Kampagne wurde abrupt beendet, als man in der SPD feststellte, ohne ein Ja zur Atomwaffe und ein Ja zur nationalen Wiederbewaffnung keine Aussicht auf Regierungsmacht zu haben. Das gleiche Verhalten ist in den beiden jüngsten Jahrzehnten bei den Grünen zu beobachten. Um oben mitreden zu können, haben sie ihren einstigen Pazifismus über Bord geworfen und schwimmen mit den anderen Kriegsbefürworterparteien im Bundestag in der gleichen blutigen Suppe. Geschichte wiederholt sich eben doch.
1960. Erster Ostermarsch in Deutschland gegen US-Atomwaffen.
1960 sollten schließlich auch in Deutschland Ostermärsche stattfinden. Pazifisten und Friedensfreunde der Städte Hamburg, Bremen, Hannover und Braunschweig schlossen sich zu einem Sternmarsch.